Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Katie Morris.
Hello.
Tennis player or pickleball player?
Oh, right in with the first question. Yeah. I still feel like I'm a tennis player, but I don't know. Maybe soon that will change. Yeah, you can't write off 20 years of tennis. So
20 years of tennis. So it's been a journey then. Started very young.
Well, my parents have played forever as well, so it was almost natural for us to play. They were always down the local club, so me, my brother and my sister all played. My sister stopped a lot earlier, she went down the dance route, but me and my brother carried on playing, so yeah, still probably tennis for me.
And who's the better player, you or your brother?
It's got to be, well, if we add in serves, because he never wants to serve, then I'd probably win, but out of the hand, it's actually still quite close. But he was obviously better than me when we were both playing, but he doesn't play much anymore, so I'd like to take it, yeah.
So were you was the dream to be a professional tennis player?
Yeah, it was. Like, I think when you're a kid, you always dream, don't you? So yeah, always, like, I played so much, like, that's what I wanted to do. I guess when you get older, unfortunately, you get a bit more reality and realize it's actually a lot harder than just wanting to do something and, like, working hard. There's a lot more that comes into it, so.
Always got to have a dream and sort of, it's going to
work
hard.
No, it's good. It kept me out of trouble, so.
Yeah, because I had Paddy on and she was from a tennis background. Yeah. And I think she played good level. But again, it's just getting to that point where you can break in and earn a living.
A lot of people can play to a good level. But yeah, it's that. It's relentless. And I was talented, but I think you need a bit of something special to be really good, which maybe I didn't
Lefty,
have.
Righty?
Righty, yeah. Mainstream.
And who are your sort of tennis heroes?
I've always loved Rafa. And again, I think my brother loved him as well. So he was always, like, up there for me. Obviously Andy, because what he's done for British tennis. But yeah, it was mainly I had a few female idols as well, but Rafa was always my favourite player. I just like his work ethic, and obviously he was amazing. So
he's a grinder. Yeah, he really just works at it.
Great to watch. So
he's still he's still trying to compete, isn't he?
I know. He's got a hard draw. The French Open draw just came out. He's got Zverev first round, so that's going to be a bit tricky, but
yeah, because he hasn't lost, has he? He was injured last year, wasn't he? I think.
Yes.
So when he's played, he's not. I think he's always won, isn't he?
He lost 1 year.
To Djokovic, didn't he?
He lost to Söderling, I think, in one of the earlier rounds.
Did Djokovic win it that year?
He did. So that's sort of. Or was it Federer?
I can't remember.
It let one of them in.
His tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the year he didn't play, Novak won, maybe. But I need to check my facts there.
Yeah, and Andy's trying to get fit for Wimbledon.
Yeah, hope so.
It'd be good to see him go out on a high.
It would, yeah, definitely. I actually, I watched his so-called last match a couple of years ago. I was in Australia. I was with uni. We won a trip to the Australian Open. Right. So what everyone was saying was his last match, and there were tears at the end of it. I actually watched, but clearly he's gone.
Was it Davis Cup or?
No, it was Australian Open. Oh, okay. I can't remember what year it was, maybe 2019.
Right. Before COVID.
Yeah, just before COVID. And he said he was done, I think. Or maybe everybody else said he was done after that tournament.
Was that before his hip? Hip replacement? Because that's, well, we know that's
I can't remember. But anyway, it was supposed to be his last match and I got to watch it and it was amazing. But luckily he's carried on, so.
I mean, at that level, I mean, isn't it? It's a shame. Well, I suppose it's a shame, but I mean, Federer, Djokovic, Nadal, and Andy
Insane
Murray
era.
To have won two, three, he won three majors.
If he was in a different era,
yeah,
maybe a different story.
Yeah, but you see, we say this about football. You see, Liverpool would have won the title in 7 years. In 7 years, City have won it 6 times. Liverpool, the only team to beat. And you get when my days, if you got between 70 or 80 points, you won the league. I mean, Arsenal, you get 89 points this year.
Yeah, it was.
Any other era.
Three behind, wasn't it?
Yeah. You would have two. I think it was only two. You would have won.
It's tough. Just getting better though, isn't it?
It is. So yeah, because we have a homage to Arsenal for you. How did you become an Arsenal fan?
So I've not always been a football fan. When I was younger, my brother played and he supported United. So I probably would have said, if anyone had asked me who do you support, I would have said United. I think I actually had a little kit when I was about 5. But but I never played. I don't know why, though, because I played every sport. So it was a bit, it probably goes back to football maybe not being that visible amongst girls when I was younger. Obviously, that's changing now, luckily. But didn't seem like maybe an option when I was younger. So I didn't play. But last couple years, so I watched quite a lot of the Lionesses during the Euros, and then I just sort of got into it from there. And I liked a lot of the players I liked played for Arsenal. So, and obviously I'm not North London, but I'm not too far away. So you know, decided that was
sorry. You know, yeah. So you should be a Man United fan. They've got more Man United. Yeah, true. Normally, as more they say, yeah. If you live in Surrey, you should support Man United.
Yeah, apparently, but yeah. But no, I've and now I've go to a lot of the
or
games.
Chelsea.
Yeah, no, I don't like Chelsea.
No, but you see, they got Cobham is their home, isn't it?
I got drawn to Arsenal, so that's what I went with.
Did it inspire you, though, the Euros?
Yeah, it was just amazing what they did, and like to be able to show that girls can like play any sport, and it shouldn't be. Obviously, no one's asking for it to be the same as the men's game,
no. But
just to be respected the same and given the same opportunities, and just to like see how everyone got on board with it, it was really cool. And yeah, it's just like we bought it home.
No, exactly. Yeah. That. No, I enjoyed watching it. I mean, what I've seen is great. Is the way, I don't know, technically in the way they play, it's just got better and better.
Yeah, it is.
But even just the aftermath of that is how it's also. Because I mean, I'm a sports nut and I watch all sorts. My wife tells me off, really. Oh, you know, I watch the netball as well. You know, and you know, even watching the girls in the netball, you know, that it's fantastic. But I think. The Lionesses have that's good, is it? The Lionesses have inspired.
Yeah, definitely.
All the sports, I think, all girls now to go, look, if you've got a dream, have a go.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's brilliant.
I almost wish I had played when I was younger, you never know, but.
Never too late, you know. Ian Wright, Arsenal, don't think he broke into the England team until he was 26 or something, but he didn't start playing professional football until he was in his early 20s. Know that. Yeah, so writing, look yeah. Where he
most
came.
Of the sports, you are getting a bit older when you get better as well, so.
Well, you'll know now, isn't it? I mean, look at tennis.
Yeah.
With, you know, what's Djokovic, 37, Murray's 37, 38,
yeah,
Nadal's 38.
Yeah.
You know, in my day, I was never a professional sportsman, but, you know, you get to your 30s and it's like, call it a day now.
Yeah.
And they're still winning.
I know. Like, Djokovic as well, dominating, not just winning.
But why is someone like him dominating the youngsters do you think it's experience, just experience?
I think experience helps, and he's not physically unfit yet, so that's not really like a drawback to his game. So I think he's just gotten better, and he's still just as good as he was, but with experience, that's probably what it is. But I don't know, and just being able to walk on court, everyone, like whoever you play against, knows you're like the best in the world. Must be.
Do you think that affects you? You can actually walk in and go, ooh.
I think it's got to affect most of his opponents, or goes the other way, and a lot of people think, oh, I've got nothing to lose here. So it must be.
Well, that's why sport is 90% one in the head, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you're as good as him. I mean, I had Freddie on. He said, I can beat anybody. You know, he truly believes he can beat James and all of those guys. And I
said, you have to have that. Yeah.
You've got to have that belief other than you. Yeah. So otherwise, there's no point in playing if you don't think you can win, is there?
Yeah, no, exactly.
One of the guys at our club says, you know, sports not just about participating, it's about winning. But,
yeah,
but you've got to enjoy winning as well. And
yeah.
You have a relaxed and a carefree attitude. So tennis from an early age. So were you brought up in this country in tennis?
Yeah.
Did you go through the LTA system?
I guess it was maybe less of a structured system when I was growing up. So I think they bought in like mini tennis, but I was already about 8 or 9. So I didn't do loads of that. But I did do a bit of mini orange, mini green, and then
mini orange, mini green. What's that?
So then you play with an orange ball, and it's about 3/4 of the court.
Okay.
So it's slightly thinner and slightly further up, so it's just less of the court, and the ball bounces lower, so it's not bouncing over your head. And then green is the same size court as proper tennis, but a slightly lower bouncing ball.
Playing 5-a-side football, 7-a-side, 9-a-side. Yeah. Is that sort of
equivalent
in tennis?
So it's just sort of adapted to make it easier for juniors. So I played a bit of that, but then, I was never like a top junior. So I didn't, I wasn't any like much of like the national camps and things like when I was younger. But I think I got a bit better when I was older. And then, trained pretty much full time. With school, and then I went to Loughborough Uni and carried on there, which is probably when I got a lot better, just playing with a lot of good players all the time.
Loughborough is the home of sport.
Oh, it's so good.
What a great uni, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just, if you love sport, that's the university to go to.
Yeah, it's the place to go.
It's got everything there, isn't it?
Yeah, like the facility, I really miss the gym. The facilities there are amazing, and like it would be almost weird to see somebody in a lecture not in sports kit, because everyone just was either going to sport or coming from it to a lecture. Anyone was wearing jeans, you were like, what are you doing today? Like, it was, yeah.
Because what people don't know about that, there is a big engineering side, yes. There's a big accounting side.
Yeah,
isn't there?
That's on the other side of the campus.
Everybody thinks it's just sports, isn't it?
Yeah, so it is really good for that as well. But.
Is it? Am I right? Because I know I went up to Loughborough with my other son, Charlie, when he was looking at going to uni. And isn't it more a bit like the Americans? Because you got like sorority, well, not houses, but...
They call them halls.
But you're in one for... So it's like you're forever when you're there, isn't it? A bit more like America, isn't it?
No, you can stay in halls, but I only stayed in halls for first year. And then I moved out into a house in town.
Okay, I just thought it had a bit more of a, like, the American feel. Like
it's a campus uni, yeah. So not all of them are.
No.
So everything is on campus, but most people stay in halls for first year and then move into town in houses and things like that. But you can do either. But yeah, it's good because once you're on campus, everything's there. So.
And did you get into Loughborough through academia or through tennis?
So they didn't give out any tennis scholarships there. No. So it was through academics, but you could also... Loughborough College was also linked. So if you wanted to play tennis for the uni, you could also go to the college if you didn't quite get the grades. So there was a couple options. But yeah, no, I got in through my grades and did sports science with management for my undergrad. So.
And then you did, I believe you got a first, didn't you?
I did get a first, yeah.
With honours?
I did.
And then you did a master's?
Did a master's.
So you're a bright one?
Yeah. Well, I'm all right. I think sport definitely helps. I wasn't the cleverest in primary school, for example, but I think it's because I was an August birthday, so you're a bit behind.
So the early one.
Yeah, so my parents probably thought, oh no, third child, like, we've not lucked out this time. But by the time I got to like high school and uni, it sort of clicked. And I think playing sport at the same time, you don't have a lot of time to do work. So when you do, it's like, you've got to be like focused and on it. And I think that actually helped.
Do you think it was a bit of a distraction from the sport as well? Sometimes
Yeah, I think you have to pick your moments. Like there's sometimes you have to focus on your academics a bit more.
Well, you're doing all right. So from the tennis, how did this come about? How did you get into pickleball? When did you make the change?
So that would probably be through work, I'd say. So I work for Head. And
you're allowed to say that, by the way, on here, good. Because though I'm supported by Diadem, which thank you very much to Harvey and his team.
Yeah.
So I know you work for Head.
Yeah.
Promotions manager, I believe.
Yes. So I got that job actually towards the end of my master's, but I didn't start till I'd finished because I still had to do dissertation things. I do promotion, sponsorship. So I look after like penny partnerships we have, sponsored players for tennis, pickleball, paddle, squash.
Padel,
sorry.
Got told off.
Is it? Padel.
Well, do you know Rob Williams?
Not really, Rob.
I had a Rob on and it's Padel, apparently.
Okay, Padel then.
I call it paddle, but
But yeah, so
those are paddles, aren't they?
Yeah, they're paddles, but Padel, I don't know. It gets confusing, doesn't it?
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
No, it's okay. So obviously tennis is the biggest for us.
Yeah.
Are
they American brand?
Austria. We're based in Austria. So we actually we do ski and winter sport as well. So that's how it originated. But obviously tennis is the biggest, but we also do squash, padel, pickleball. I've played a couple times with work, but we were more just testing products.
Right.
And then last year we got in contact with Karen to see if we could get involved with English Open as a brand.
Yeah.
So I still hadn't really played and we still didn't know loads about it. But we knew it was growing, wanted to get involved. So we had a stand at the English Open and we retailed. But again, I was just watching and sort of like, still wasn't.
Did you get an itch? You
know, I don't think I really, I don't know. I sort of, did, I was like, I had a little go, but I was like, I played with other people that didn't really play either. So I don't think we were really doing the right thing. And then obviously nationals came up. So we were like, we want to be involved, but we're not sure.
In Bolton.
Yeah. If we want a retail or anything there. Cause we actually sponsor the venue now, but yeah, we just wanted to go see what it was about. And then one of my colleagues was like, well, we're going, why don't you just play? And I was like, yeah, go on then. I guess that's better than standing still, isn't it? So
October is the nationals.
Yeah.
It? So that's not long ago.
A couple of weeks before we decided that I was going to enter.
7 months?
Yeah. So I just entered the singles because we were only going to be there on the Thursday and the Friday. And because I hadn't played much, that was probably the most appropriate thing because I was a tennis player. So I played a couple of times before, but whenever I told anyone I'd entered the singles open, they were like, what? What are you doing? Like, you literally not even played before. That's quite a bold move. I was like, oh, I'll just see how it goes. Like, what's the worst that can happen? So I played and definitely got humbled. I won one game, I think. It was like a round robin. I had some close matches, to be fair. But yeah, I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest.
Were you playing tennis? Were you playing short tennis?
Yeah, I picked up the tactics as the day went on, actually.
In singles, yeah.
Just singles. So I think by the last game, I was a lot better than I was in the first game. But that was probably quadrupled the amount of time I'd ever played.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was probably why as well. And then after that, I just carried on, I guess. I think the more you play, the more people you know, the easier it is to play more as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just played. And now you sort of accidentally end up playing a couple of times a week. And then
were you embraced by the pickleball community?
Yeah, no, everyone's really nice. And, like, that's the one thing that's quite different to tennis. You go to a tournament for tennis and nobody speaks to each other. It's really weird, unless you're with a friend. And even then, you're still, like, obviously, if you end up playing them, you don't really talk to them. It's weird. But pickleball was sort of totally the opposite. Like you play against people and then you have a chat straight afterwards and then you go get a drink together and it's a lot more welcoming.
This is what Louis said, you know, it's great. You can go, I come from a bit of a rugby background. It's exactly the same. You knock hell out of each other and then you go off and you have a drink afterwards and you laugh about what happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what's so lovely about the community. I don't know if it's the same in other countries.
I'm not really sure, but here is good and hopefully it stays that way. But
so it's the rise and rise of Katie Morris then.
We'll see. Yeah, things are on the up. But
so you I assume then, because you started so not so long ago, you weren't in the PPL?
No, so I played I played as a reserve for Molly's team one weekend.
Molly Kubrick or Molly?
Yeah.
Lost track of her
one
name.
Of them. So, and I think
Molly's
coming
next week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I almost got, is it the MVP of the weekend? Because I won 5 out of 6, but Ben pit me to the post.
I had Ben on yesterday and this will be coming out Ben later, but he did the same. He was reserve and he got MVP. Another one who's not even been playing a year.
He beat me in points or something. I was like, typical. But so yeah, that was fun. And obviously I entered for this season, so.
And
I'm vice captain, yeah.
You're the vice captain for
Freddie.
Freddie Powell's team.
Yeah.
And has it got a name?
I don't think it's been confirmed yet.
It's not team Bucket, is it?
Could be. Although it doesn't work with my ponytail, so I'm not really sure if I could wear one, but
because Freddie's out. He's not Freddie's podcast is coming out tomorrow. So
okay, nice.
Or part one, I'm not sure yet. But it's coming out tomorrow, so Freddie it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But hopefully he can last and be fit.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because it's not long to the start of season two.
I can't really remember. I think it's July.
July, yeah. Because I've entered, I've started throwing my name into the Masters.
Nice,
but
good.
I don't know. Yeah. Don't know what the criteria is, how that draft's going to work.
I reckon it'll be a lot on like who people know as well.
Yeah. Because you've not been playing long. Your duper rating must be.
It's like, I think it's like 4.5 or something.
For singles?
One of them's higher than the other.
Right.
I think maybe higher for singles. I think doubles is maybe 4.5, but it's a bit higher.
So has the team been selected? Or
no,
is
just the vice captains are being... So mine was announced yesterday.
Okay.
So I think they're doing
it. They'll be out on socials shortly.
It is already. So that was yesterday.
oh, excellent.
I'm not sure when
congratulations then.
I'm not sure when the actual draft is being done, but So yeah, it's exciting.
And what are you going to bring to the team?
Oh,
leadership.
Passion. Energy. No, I don't know. Yeah, well, maybe less experience than some people will bring, but hopefully it'll be a bit fun.
So the format this year, is it the same?
I believe so, although obviously they've added the Masters and the Challenger on the Saturday.
So is it six players?
Yeah, six players.
But four play? Or is it any?
Yeah, but I think any
of the six can play on any particular day.
Six can play. but yeah, I guess it depends.
Because if I watched the final that was streamed, final weekend.
Yeah.
There was singles, doubles, mixed doubles, I think, wasn't it? Is there five or six matches?
Yeah, I think it's...
Is it gender singles?
they do it. I think when I played, they did it in a weird order. So it was like men's singles, then it was women's doubles, then women's singles, men's doubles, then two mix. I think that's something like that.
That's great though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a great combination.
You get to play with everybody.
You get to play with everybody. And you can be strategic, I suppose. Yeah, exactly. You can go, it's not against the world.
Yeah, or we might not win that one, so we'll save up. You never know.
But
don't
it was quite competitive, wasn't it? Because it worked out really well. Because, I mean, I know Thaddeus' team won the league, but
they
got knocked out in the semi-finals.
Yeah.
James, I saw James's team win Team Racket, I think.
They
won the whole thing on final weekend.
Yeah, so it was obviously, I think it's also as to who's available on the final day probably makes quite a difference. But hopefully, if you've got like six players, then.
But the standard was good, wasn't it? And it was
competitive. Yeah, really good. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was. I wasn't there because I was on holiday actually. But I watched a bit and obviously heard about the results and it seemed like a really good day.
The streaming was good. I thought it was really professional.
Yeah,
wasn't
I saw
it?
That. Yeah.
I think it's got a bit of tennis background to it, isn't it? Tennis TV or something.
Yeah,
behind
something
it,
like that.
Which is a bit of a.
We're not allowed to say tennis.
Well, we are. I mean, that's one of the things now. Yeah. I mean, I ask everybody about the governance issue with pickleball.
Yeah.
Their thoughts because there's this ongoing debate, you know.
Yeah.
Who should run pickleball in England? I know where I stand. Like I say every week, I think Karen's doing a fantastic job, and pickleball should run itself. I think because I don't know what the LTA can bring to it.
Yeah,
but I'm only having this conversation with you just before though, just slightly digressing. Was you obviously from the tennis background? You probably went the hard way because you didn't sort of go the traditional route. You weren't sort of guided down that way, and the LTA perhaps.
I mean,
the
tournament systems is good. The LTA, they've obviously got all the systems in place to be able to just bash out everything. But
do you think if you'd started playing pickleball when you were little, that could have been another way of getting into tennis, as in not the red ball, orange ball, whatever you were playing?
Yeah, no, but definitely. But,
I mean, a tennis racket is quite,
it's just all hand-eye coordination. Like when you're younger, anything just helps.
It's a little way of
tennis is quite hard to start playing, and I think
could put people off.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Whereas if you do this, and then as you get bigger, stronger, more coordinated, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You go from that. And that's why I think, I'll let you answer the question in a sec, but that's why I think there's room for it all.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But what are your thoughts on the governance of it? Without getting yourself into any bother.
No. To be honest, I don't really know. I obviously just want what's best. I feel like I haven't been in sport long enough to be able to give a proper opinion about it, but I agree, Karen's done a really, really good job. We've been speaking to her since English Open last year, and everything that they're doing is really good. And you don't want it to be overshadowed by or prioritized underneath tennis, because it deserves the same amount of.
Do you believe it believes to be on the same level?
I think it deserves to be given the same chance at the beginning. Whether the LTA can do that, maybe they can, but I think it's a really difficult question. I'm not sure what's best, but I think whatever's best for the sport, I want that to happen. And
I mean,
it's
personally
really,
I think pickleball is more accessible to anybody.
Yeah, it
whereas
is.
Tennis,
even paddle as well, like really expensive to build the courts and everything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And me growing up, there used to be tennis courts out on fields and you could just go and use them, but they don't exist anymore.
No.
It's hard just to go, say, pick
There's
up a tennis
There's a few
racket.
Park courts every now and again, but sometimes you often have to pay as well, so.
But we need to sort the weather out. So
we
that we
do.
Can have
that's,
some,
oh, yeah, that's a big issue.
I keep saying that, because I'm in LA,
oh, no.
Florida.
How nice would it be?
Tonight, and you go out and you can play pickleball. And well, that's.
We probably could tonight. There's a couple out.
There's a few outdoor courts, isn't there?
Yeah. So there's some not far from me at Inverecourt, which you can
book.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know that part of the world.
They've got tennis and padel.
Metropolitan
as well.
Police Ground, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And then there's a few more like Chiswick and around there, but there's probably not enough yet. So.
Lovely way to.
We could probably do with like a big built indoor centre, realistically, with the weather, because as much as it's nice to play outside, that limits us to about three months if we're lucky.
Yeah.
And even then it could still be windy and you just never know here.
I think we should because isn't the home of tennis Nottingham?
There's a couple homes, I think.
Yeah. Where I know there's an indoor centre at Telford, but We need a bit more of a sort of sexier name that we know. The Home of Tennis goes to Telford. No.
Yeah, no.
We know the Open's there. It's going to be brilliant facility this year, but it'd be
somewhere
great
around here would be good.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be really, really good. So where did... So born and bred in Epsom?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much lived there my whole life. When I was about 10, we moved round the corner, about a 2-minute drive. But obviously, you still have to get the delivery van and everything, even though you're driving around the corner. But yeah, so my parents have lived there since I was young, and I still live with them now, hoping to move out soon.
Time to move out, you know that.
Yeah. But it's tough.
But it's
days.
A tough world, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you've got a full-time job as well as as well as playing pickleball.
Yeah, so it takes out a lot of your time, doesn't it? And right now, it's kind of easy. It's an easy life living at home at the moment. Obviously, I want more independence moving out and stuff, but having a full-time job and being able to also travel a bit and do what I want at the moment is kind of easier doing that. But yeah, in time, I'll definitely have to move.
And are you sponsored by Head?
Well, I
know you work for them.
Yeah, sort of.
If not, why isn't she sponsored by you?
No, I I do the sponsorship, so I sponsor myself.
You sponsor. Do you negotiate your own deals?
Yeah, well, I probably can't really negotiate my own deals, but I get what I need, you know?
Yeah.
It's good. We've got like a lot of exciting new pickleball products coming out as well this year, which is, we're just adding to the repertoire. So
what have you got out now?
So we launched our first raw carbon paddle it might have been the end of last year. The US is always first, so they always get things first. So that's gone down really well. And then recently in the US, we've launched a second one, which is just a bit more like power, a bit more pop on it. So it's sort of going to go in line with our tennis range. So they're called the Radical, and we have tennis rackets called Radical as well. And paddle as well, so it's all going to be sort of in line.
The Radical range of tennis rackets.
Yeah, so it's all going to be similar names, which sort of helps because the properties will be similar to the. Yeah,
We need some demos.
Yeah, we've got a few more coming out, maybe end of this year, next year. So maybe by this time next year, we'll have like quite a comprehensive range, hopefully. But
you know Lloyd.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have to get Lloyd to do one of his paddle videos.
I spoke to him. I was at the tournament at Southampton last weekend, and I was like, where are the Head ones?
Were you there
I
on
think
Sunday?
They're coming. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was there Sunday morning. But
nice. Yeah, ours was in the afternoon.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I had Lloyd on, and I don't know if you've seen the podcast.
Yeah, I saw a bit.
If you want to know about paddles, that man knows how to talk about paddles.
Yeah, because he probably knows more than me. But
well, I said to him, what's pop then? He's not an American dad, and he's explaining to it. But so... So, all right, so we need to have a look at a Radical then.
Yeah, so I'm quite lucky. We haven't launched, it's called the Radical Knight. We haven't launched it in the UK yet because the US was like the priority market, but I managed to get a few because we had our European sales meeting in Greece the other week where it was Head.
That was really tough.
It was cool. Head.
Meeting in Greece.
Yeah.
Oh, tough life.
It's quite windy actually, but no, it was really nice. But where we get to, all the, like different countries come together with our headquarters and we see products that are coming out and then we get to try them. So we saw pickleball.
We get some demos then? We'll get them to the club.
They're launched, I've got our current range of demos, but the better, there's more.
Because this is the hardest thing. We just had there's a bit of chat on the group chat at the club and people say, if you want any advice about which paddles to get, because there's so much out there now.
Yeah, there
is. The technology moves along very quickly. Yeah. And how much money most people who start playing pickleball, you don't want to spend a lot of money. And I know some of these paddles are over a couple hundred quid, £100 to £200, 50 to 100, But, it'd be nice just to get some out that people can...
Is part of my job. I do a lot of demo days for all the sports, but pickleball as well. So, yeah.
I'm surprised manufacturers actually, now that there are so many clubs, all the manufacturers go, if you start a club out, we'll send you a few paddles. And so everyone's got... there, and then you have a club night. You go, we've got all these paddles from all these different manufacturers. Try them out, because talking to Thaddeus, she said, for her, it's not the name, it's not the cost, it's the feel, personal.
Yeah,
and you've got to try them out. It's definitely, and just see.
Yeah. So I could explain to you all the properties of a different paddle, from one from the other, but at the end of the day, you're going to try it.
Can you do it better than Lloyd?
No, you're going to try it, and you're going to know what feels right for you. That's what I say with like tennis. I can explain all the differences between all of our rackets, but at the end of the day, I can put one in your hand that I think would work for you and that you don't like it. So it's definitely personal preference.
What is it? It's the new technologies now. Is it, did you call it the carbon?
Yeah, it's carbon.
Because this is an old one. This is old, I think, now. It's probably like a year old or something, but you know, that's not the modern paddle. I think it's the Warrior Edge.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but the diadems, but they've got the newer versions. But I know Lloyd was saying it was graphite first, wasn't it? And then it's the carbon.
It's like fiberglass.
And but it wasn't there some new one that's come out? It's been like banned because it's got too much pop on it or something.
Yeah, it's illegal pop, I think.
What's illegal pop? It's like,
I don't know, but I've heard, I'm not sure exactly. I'm guessing the specific rules on how much.
Do you think that it's good for the game or not so good for the game, because it's changing the way the game is played? Or I mean, you're new to it.
I think it would just, I guess it would just change it. But it's a bit like, I know, keep relating things to tennis.
That's fine.
With tennis, the game's just got faster, but actually it's just got more exciting, more physical. So it can change it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it will be worse or better. It will just be different. And it might be a faster game, but then people will get better. So the level will be higher to be able to deal with that. So I don't know.
Because you've got to be fitter and stronger.
Yeah, exactly. So.